New Braunfels, on the southern edge of the Texas Hill Country, may be best known for its sparkling, clear rivers and for Schlitterbahn, a water park that sits on the banks of the Comal.
Obviously, because of the rivers, that is a large recreational part of our community.
Gretchen Ruhr is with New Braunfels Utilities, the local electric company. The company doesn't have any of its own power plants, so it buys electricity. And one place it now has found to buy it is from a company that handles what might not come to mind when thinking of this pristine community. Garbage. From the tons of trash that trucks bring daily to this landfill on the edge of town, New Braunfels gets in return a steady flow of electricity.
You literally take something that's been a problem for communities for many, many years, an eyesore, an issue, and you've turned it into an asset.
The landfill is operated by Waste Management, based in Houston, the nation's largest such company. We went across the road from the landfill and inside a cement block building with Tim Hopkins.
Right here, you got the gas coming in.
Hopkins takes us into a room with two huge engines, each about as big as a motorhome. He points to an electronic monitor.
And the KW, that's the kilowatts we're putting out.
The engines generate enough electricity to power about 1,800 homes. They run on the methane gas that's piped over from the landfill. Methane gas is produced when garbage rots.
If we didn't have the power plant, we would have to collect the gas anyway and just burn it off.
Paul Paber is a vice president with Waste Management. In recent years, the company has nearly tripled the number of electric generators at its landfills nationwide. Last year, firing up this one in New Braunfels and another one near Dallas. And Waste Management isn't alone. Other disposal companies have been doing the same thing over the last decade. In Texas, gas from 33 landfills is now one of the leading renewable sources of electricity, though ranking a distant second to wind power. According to federal data, Texas has another 57 landfills that could be generating electricity, but aren't. Their methane is going to waste. One reason is financial. Using landfill methane gas to generate electricity made far more financial sense a few years ago, when the cost of natural gas was far more expensive than it is today. Now, with so much natural gas being produced from the surge in drilling in Texas and in other states, it's tougher for landfill methane to compete.
There are some projects, I would think, in Texas that right now the market cannot support.
The projects also face opposition because they're part of the state's Renewable Energy Credit Program. It provides tax breaks to encourage the use of alternative power like landfill methane. But other traditional power companies think those taxpayer subsidies keep the price of electricity too low in Texas, discouraging the building of big power plants. What's more, federal tax credits for renewable energy are set to expire at the end of the year, and advocates in Texas for the coal and natural gas industries say that would be a good thing. Whatever happens politically, nothing will change what's happening at landfills across the state. They will continue to produce methane gas for decades, says Waste Management's Paul Paber.
We have power plants on landfills that closed 20 years ago, and they're still generating methane, and we're still generating electricity from those.
For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.